Now, some more reaction to the resignation of George Tenet. We're going to turn to a Democratic member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Evan Bayh of Indiana. Senator Bayh, we've heard some very positive appraisals of Mr. Tenet's work at CIA. Do you believe that we've lost a fine director of Central Intelligence, or was this a well-earned exit from the job?
Well, I think George Tenet was a very capable public servant, Robert. I think there were some big-picture reforms necessary in the intelligence world that really can't be, the lack of progress on which can't be laid at his doorstep. At the same time, I do think there were some mistakes that were made with regard to weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. But in general, Robert, I think what the American people need to know is that there is just a lot of inherent ambiguity in the intelligence arena. And so, invariably, any director of Central Intelligence is going to have some bumps in the road.
One of your Republican colleagues, Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, was very unambiguous. He said there were more failures of intelligence on his watch, on George Tenet's watch, as director of the CIA than any other director of Central Intelligence in our history.
Well, Richard and George have had some partings of the ways for some time now. I'll break it down into two categories, sort of the big picture problems, Robert, that can't be laid at Director Tenet's doorstep, and that is the lack of covert funding and capabilities. That really started back in the 1970s. Then the lack of coordination among the 15 different agencies that have some part in the intelligence arena. And then finally, we have the whole issue of our domestic security and intelligence. Really, those are policy issues that it takes presidential leadership to resolve. Now, with regard to Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction, I think there have been some failures there, largely related to a predisposition to believe that Saddam possessed those weapons because he did have them at one point in time. And then following, and this is the key point, I think, Robert, mm-hmm. following 9/11, there was tremendous pressure to resolve doubt, to reach conclusions. And in this case, the conclusions were all resolved in accordance with the pre-existing beliefs. And there was really no one making the contrarian case.
Does that reflect on the entire institution? Should the agency be looked at more carefully? And seeing...
Yes, it should. And in the aftermath of the weapons of mass destruction debate, I think you'll see that happening. The report that the Senate Intelligence Committee is going to be coming out with in a matter of weeks will be fairly scathing and point to real lapses in professionalism and some inadequate sourcing and work. And that's the kind of thing that should be followed up on. As far as I know right now, no one has received even a demerit on their personnel evaluation for some of the mistakes that were made.
My suspicion is that no matter how convincingly George Tenet describes his desire to spend time with his family and earn enough money to pay for his son's tuition, people are going to regard this as a resignation related to his performance and related to the very things you're talking about, weapons of mass destruction, Iraq, 9/11. If that is the case, should other people be going? It's so rare, it seems, that anybody leaves a position in Washington, even with the hint that they're leaving because they were responsible for some error.
Well, that's absolutely right. There are a lot of people involved in this other than George Tenet. The FBI is in need of reform. They're in the process of attempting that. The whole role of the Defense Department Intelligence Services, Ahmad Chalabi and all that sort of thing, and their trust in him, that's very much an issue. So there are a number of people, Robert, you can look to and say, well, Tenet shouldn't be left holding the bag by himself. But ultimately, this is about the entire administration and presidential leadership, and that's why we have elections.
Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Good to be with you.